Okay, so you're a small business owner, right? And you're trying to like stay ahead of the curve. It feels like every other day there's a new headline about AI, like revolutionize your business with AI. But how do you even know where to begin,
Yeah,
right?
absolutely.
Because for every AI success story, it seems like there's like a dozen businesses that got burned by buying into the hype without really understanding what they were getting into.
It's a jungle out there.
It is a jungle.
It really
So
is.
we're diving into this article today that really resonated with me. It lays out this really clear framework for evaluating AI solutions, specifically for small and medium businesses,
Awesome.
which is where we live.
That's us.
So let's jump right in.
Let's do it.
The article starts with these five core principles
Okay.
that every business owner should consider.
All right.
And the first one is data security and compliance,
Okay.
which sounds a little bit like a buzzword itself,
It does.
but it's actually crucial.
It's important.
So can you break down why data security and compliance matters so much?
Think about it this way. Your data, that's like the lifeblood of your business.
And every.
You wouldn't leave your cash register unlocked and unattended, right? Your data deserves that same level of protection.
So it's more than just like checking a box.
Absolutely. It's about really understanding where your data is going, who has access to it, how's it being used.
What are some specific questions that small business owners should be asking?
So you want to ask potential AI providers, where is my data being stored? What kind of encryption are you using? Who has access to my data? How are you ensuring compliance with industry regulations?
Like GDPR,
Depending on your
HIPAA,
industry,
because right.
these are all things that you need to know.
You can't gloss over those before you even think about handing over your data.
100%.
And this leads perfectly into the second principle,
Okay.
which is governance, risk, and compliance,
Okay.
or GRC,
GRC.
which sounds very official
Very official.
and maybe a little intimidating,
A little bit, yeah.
but it's really important
So
to
important.
understand. So can you kind of demystify GRC for us?
So GRC is basically a framework for making sure that you are using AI responsibly and ethically in your business. So it's about understanding the potential risks of AI. Things like data breaches, algorithmic bias, and then putting systems in place to mitigate those risks.
So it's almost like a safety net for using AI in your business.
100%.
Okay, so we've talked about data security and compliance. We've talked about GRC. The third principle really gets to the heart of why you would even be considering AI in the first place, and that is problem solving.
So many businesses get caught up in the AI hype.
Oh, yeah, it's shiny. It's new. It's
Shiny new object syndrome.
exactly.
But you really need to take a step back and ask yourself, what problem am I actually trying to solve?
100%. What's the business need? What's the pain point?
And then figure out if AI is even the right solution.
Don't start with the AI. Start with the problem and then see if AI can help.
So like I think the article gave an example of like customer service. If you're a small business and you're getting inundated with customer inquiries, maybe an AI chatbot could be really helpful
It could be a game changer.
for like handling those frequently asked questions.
Absolutely.
So you're freeing up your human employees
That's right.
to focus
The
on
high-level stuff.
more complex issues. But if your problem is something else entirely, AI might not be the answer.
Don't force it if it's not the right fit. It's not the right fit.
Okay, so we've talked about data security, GRC problem solving. The fourth principle is cost, which seems straightforward, but it's often more
It's
complicated.
not just the price tag than it appears. So break down the cost considerations.
So when you're looking at AI solutions, you've got your upfront costs, like any software implementation fees, any customization you need. And then you've got your ongoing costs,
Your subscription fees.
your monthly fees, exactly. And those can really add up,
Especially for a small business,
especially for a small business.
every dollar counts. So you need to be really sure that the potential ROI of this AI solution
Will it save you money? Will it make you money?
outweighs those costs.
100%.
And that's something that you really need to
crunch the numbers.
Do your homework on.
Yes.
Before you commit.
Don't just jump in.
Because you don't want to get stuck with
yeah.
an expensive AI system. That's not actually delivering.
That's gathering dust.
Any value.
Yeah.
Okay. And finally, the fifth principle.
Okay.
Which kind of ties everything together. Is competitive advantage
right.
versus FOMO.
The fear of missing out.
Right.
Yeah.
It's so easy to get caught up.
Oh, it's so easy.
And the hype.
Especially in the AI world.
And feel like if you're not
yeah.
jumping on the AI train now.
You're going to get left behind.
You're going to be left in the dust.
Right.
But not every new technology.
But it's not a magic bullet.
Is a game changer.
Right.
And I think you made a really good point earlier about 3D TVs.
Remember those.
Remember 3D TVs?
Yeah.
Everyone thought they were going to be.
The next big thing.
Huge.
Everyone was going to be watching everything in 3D.
Right. And it just, yeah, they flopped.
It fizzled out.
Yeah.
So how can small business owners.
Right.
Really tell the difference.
Yeah.
Between like a fad.
Yeah.
And a true game changer. I think it goes back to problem solving.
Okay.
Are you adopting AI because you genuinely believe
yep.
it will give you a competitive advantage?
Yeah.
Will it help you serve your customers better?
Okay.
Will it help you streamline your operations? Mm-hmm. Or are you just doing it because everyone else is?
Right.
That's how you tell the difference.
Because you don't want to be left holding the bag
no.
when the hype cycle moves on.
Exactly.
So much to think about.
Yeah. There's a lot.
But I think these five principles
this is a good framework.
Are a really great starting point
Absolutely.
For any small or medium business
yeah.
that's considering AI.
For sure.
So to our listener,
yes.
as you're reading these headlines about AI mm-hmm. and thinking about whether it's right for you,
right.
just remember these five principles.
They'll guide you.
Data security and compliance.
Number one.
Governance risk and compliance. Two.
Number three.
Cost and competitive advantage. Versus FOMO.
Don't get caught up in the hype.
Don't get caught up in the hype.
Make smart decisions for your business.
And if you do that,
yeah,
you'll be well on your way.
Absolutely.
To making AI work for you.
That's right.
And not the other way around.
100%.
I like that.
There you go.
AI working for you, not the other way around.
That's it.
That's the dream.
That's the dream.
All right, so to our listener.
Yes.
We've given you a lot to think about today.
A lot to digest.
But here's your challenge.
Okay.
Think about the biggest challenge
mm-hmm.
facing your business right now.
Yeah.
And ask yourself.
As your thinking cap on.
Could an AI solution.
Could it.
Actually help me overcome this?
Yeah.
And if the answer is yes,
mm-hmm.
use these five principles.
As your guide.
As your guide.
Absolutely.
And don't be afraid.
Please.
To ask those tough questions.
The hard questions.
Because it's your data.
It's your business.
It's your business.
You're in the driver's seat.
On the line.
That's right.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
My pleasure.
We'll see you next time.
See you later.